get up to date with the latest on the attacks in Paris, the manhunt in Belgium, speeches from President Hollande in France and President Obama in Turkey today, and of course, what's going on in the streets of Paris.
Those streets are in mourning today. In Paris and across Europe, there was a moment of silence for the victims of the attacks. For more now on the aftermath of those attacks, we turn to reporter Lauren Frère, covering the attacks for NPR from Paris. Hello, Lauren.
Hi there.
So it's the first work day in Paris since the Friday night attacks. We've been hearing throughout the weekend and this morning about fear. Is Paris still on edge?
It certainly is. It's also a city really still in mourning. 3 days of national mourning last year through tomorrow. Schools are back in session. Some offices and business are still closed, though. And I've been out talking to Parisians, and many have said they were really relieved when officials initially announced that all the attackers were dead. They felt like they could get on with the grieving process. And now these police raids, arrests, a manhunt for the alleged eighth assailant, it all has people really frightened that, you know, this thing is not over yet. There was that moment of silence across the country. Cars stopped on Paris's streets. And I can tell you, just in the hotel in downtown Paris where I'm staying, the whole staff gathered in the lobby, from the cooks to the doormen to the housekeeping staff. And, you know, the maids were wiping tears from their cheeks. This has really, really affected people.
Well, right, and we're learning a lot more about these suspects. Not only is there an eighth suspect who seems to be still out there, but we have some information now about the alleged mastermind in these attacks. What are French authorities saying about the intelligence now?
So ISIS has claimed responsibility, and the command structure seems to be this. A Belgian ISIS commander apparently has ordered the attacks. A French sort of middle manager organized the attacks. Both of those men are believed to be in Syria. Now, on the ground here, 5 of the 7 assailants have been identified by French authorities. Mm-hmm. We're also hearing about these 3 brothers who are alleged to have been part of this terror cell. 3 brothers from the same family, Brahim, Mohammed, and Salah Abdul Salem. Of the 3 brothers, 1 died in the attacks, 1 was arrested and released in Belgium over the weekend, and 1 is believed to be on the run. That's that alleged eighth assailant that you mentioned. He was the target of raids today in Belgium. He's 26, Belgian-born. French authorities believe he may have been the getaway car driver. An international arrest warrant is out for him. As I said, the raid in Brussels today was apparently targeting him, but it's ended and he's not in custody.
And quickly, why was the second brother let go in Belgium over the weekend?
That's a question for Belgian authorities. I assume he was interrogated there, but, you know, just because you have a brother who's a terrorist doesn't mean you're guilty of anything. So
he's not necessarily a suspect.
He has not been charged. 2 other people have been charged in Belgium, but he is not one of them.
Okay. So France has now carried out a second day of airstrikes on ISIS targets in the Syrian ISIS stronghold of Raqqa, a clear show of force after the terror attacks. But Europeans, as you know, have been divided over getting more militarily involved in the Middle East. So where are the French people on this? Are they supportive of a stepped-up military campaign now?
I think for Parisians that I've talked to, it's just so much for them to take in all at once. I mean, I've just come from interviewing 2 men in their 20s who actually had the day off work today. Their office was closed for the mourning period. And I asked them just that. What do they think about this Syrian airstrikes? And they were defiant. They said they support taking this fight to Syria. They were actually wearing French soccer jerseys. They wanted to wear the national colors today. Here's Christophe Moko. He's talking about how he feels.
So if you want to blow our up, we're going to blow you first, right? To defend ourselves.
And incidentally, Christophe and his friend who he was with are both second-generation immigrants, just like the attackers. And they were saying, you know, they are the diverse face of Paris these days. And you know, they're feeling wounded and defiant.
All right. Well, President Obama just this morning, Eastern Time, announced from Turkey, from the G20, a new agreement to streamline intelligence sharing with France in the wake of the Paris attacks. And he appealed for more nations to step up and help in the fight. What about French officials? What are they saying about security preparedness at home or intelligence to help them prevent another such attack?
Well, French President François Hollande has just addressed a rare joint session of France's parliament meeting today in Versailles. He called these attacks an act of war. And one thing that he mentioned that may end up being quite controversial, he wants to amend the French constitution to be able to strip French citizenship from dual nationals who could be deemed as extremists. That was the first mention of that in this speech. At the end of his speech, he received a standing ovation. And then French lawmakers broke out into La Marseillaise, the French national anthem.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for keeping us updated. I know we'll be coming back to you throughout the week. Reporter Lauren Frère speaking with us from Paris. Lauren, thank you.
You're welcome.